And if the kids are on Facebook, then chances are, well, you've probably seen the algorithms on Facebook advertising something you've been searching. But what about those things that kids shouldn't be seeing advertised? Chris Cooper is the Executive Director of Reset Australia. He joins us now. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Facebook advertising for things like extreme weight loss, alcohol, even smoking to kids is actually happening, isn't it?
Well, we ran an experiment to show what is happening on the platform, but particularly to look at what Facebook enables advertisers to target children with. So that involved looking at the kind of interest that Facebook collects on young people. So as you mentioned, things like we were able to target teenagers interested in smoking, gambling, online dating services, alcohol, all sorts of age-inappropriate interests. But then we were also able to put some ads up that were completely inappropriate and get them approved by Facebook's platform and greenlit to go, although we never published them because we didn't want to send that kind of content to young people.
So obviously there is a problem here with trying to get Facebook to make sure that they advertise to age-specific audiences. What do you see as the next step that needs to be taken to make sure that that happens?
Well, I think there's a bigger question here for us to think about, which is, are we comfortable with a company like Facebook targeting our young people? But even more importantly and more fundamentally than that, are we comfortable with them collecting the data of young people for these purposes? I think that's where it's really where the rubber hits the road on this issue. And so for us, we're looking at the implementation of a children's data code, which is similar to something that's already been passed in the UK. Ireland, Canada, France, Germany are all looking at the same kind of legislation, which would just provide young people with the maximum level of privacy protection, which is, I say maximum, but it's also the basic level. It says that companies like Facebook won't be able to surveil and track them and collect this data across the internet.
Speaking this morning with Chris Cooper, the Executive Director of Reset Australia, about Facebook advertising inappropriate messages and products for underage children. And Chris, when you talk about that code, does that effectively mean that Facebook and other social media companies would be banned from collecting data on children, or does it work another way?
That's in practice largely what it would mean. The tricky part about this kind of legislation is that using data is an opportunity and is a really good thing in many cases. And so what the codes actually look at is to say, you cannot collect data on children if it's not in their interest. And in no way does advertising ever pass the test on that. And that's to enable, to make sure that we're still able to use data, but it's putting the responsibility onto platforms to use children's data responsibly, while also allowing, proper consent to enable the collection of data for public good and in the interest of young people. It's a fine line to walk, but we need to do something to stop the worst end of these harms, and this code is one way of doing that.
And your proposal, can it be found online?
Yes, it can, at the Reset Australia website. You can see what we're calling for, and in the coming months we'll have much more there as we work with the government's current review into the Privacy Act. And this is something that I think the listeners will see more and more of into the future, because we're not the only ones working in this space. There's a whole range of very impressive and incredible civil society organizations, child safety organizations, who are totally behind this idea, and we'll be working with them to really put this on the radar.
Chris Cooper, the Executive Director of Reset Australia, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.